Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 23 of our 40 days of Teshuvah audio devotional. I want to open up with Psalm 51 today and Psalm 127. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your mercy, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was born in iniquity and in sin, and my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner being. Make me know wisdom inwardly. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, so the bones you crushed may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Psalm 27. Adonai is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers approached me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army can't besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I have asked of Adonai, that will I seek, to dwell in the house of Adonai all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Adonai, to meditate in his temple, for in the day of trouble he will hide me in his sukkah, conceal me in the shelter of his tent, and set me high upon a rock. Then will my head be high above my enemies around me. In his tabernacle I will offer sacrifices and shouts of joy. I will sing praises to Adonai. The Elchet Prayer. The goal of Elchet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to become conformed to his image and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 23, for the sin that we have sinned before you through evil talk. 24, and for the sin that we have sinned before you through scorning. Don't open your mouth when you are tempted to make light of holy things. Ecclesiastes 5:1-2. Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil. Do not be hasty in word or impulse, in thought, to bring up a matter in the presence of God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth, therefore let your words be few. Have you ever noticed that the enemy always tries to push our buttons right before we're going to Shabbat service? We may have a minor argument with our spouse, or our children will start acting up, and before we know it, words are coming forth out of our mouth. We're all guilty of this. We all need to guard our lips and to put down our flesh. And believe me, I know it's not an easy thing at times, because that spirit of pride wants to rise up. But I know whenever we speak forth words that are negative and unkind and not gentle, it hurts our spirit and quenches the Ruach, the anointing in our life. Sometimes we are tempted when in a group of people to joke around and make light of things that are holy to God, thinking that no one will hear us. After all, we are among friends. Or we may be at work and someone tells an off-color joke, and you join in the laughter instead of walking away. Or maybe they are discussing something that is not proper to discuss, but we stay and listen and share in the conversation also, i.e., gossip. Remember, there is one who is always there with you if you are a believer, and that is the Ruach HaKodesh. Do not grieve him today by your words, for one day we will have to make an accounting for every idle word spoken. We do not want to suffer loss of rewards because we did not know how to control our tongue in the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Blessed be his name. Ask yourself, for the mistakes we committed before you through negative speech, Lashon Hara. It is said that big people talk about ideas, medium people talk about places and things, and little people talk about people. Gossip causes quarrel and division amongst people and tears apart relationships, families, and even entire communities. As King Solomon said, life and death are in the hands of the tongue. Ask yourself, do I enjoy gossip? When I hear gossip, do I accept it as true, or do I reserve judgment? Have I set aside time to study Jewish law or Torah and how to avoid Lashon Hara? 25. For the mistakes we committed before you through being scornful or scoffing. Ask yourself, did I mock and ridicule serious things? Did I make fun of someone who I considered less intelligent or attractive? Did I shrug off constructive criticism as meaningless? I want to end again with this prayer that's so appropriate regarding the words that come out of our mouth. Father, today I make a commitment to you in the name of Yeshua. I turn from speaking idle words and foolishly talking things that are contrary to my true desire to myself and towards others. Your word says that the tongue defiles, that the tongue sets on fire the course of nature, and that the tongue is set on fire of hell. In the name of Yeshua, I submit to godly wisdom that I may learn to control my tongue. I am determined that hell will not set my tongue on fire. I renounce, reject, and repent of every word that has ever proceeded out of my mouth against you, God, and your operation. I cancel its power and dedicate my mouth to speak excellent and right things, and my mouth shall utter truth. Because I am the righteousness of God in Messiah Yeshua, I set the course of my life for obedience, for abundance, for wisdom, for health, and for joy. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, and keep watch over the door of my lips. Then the words of my mouth and the deeds shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all of my days. I purpose to guard my mouth and my tongue that I may keep myself from calamity. Father, your words are top priority to me. They are spirit and life. I let the words dwell in me richly in all wisdom. The ability of God is released within me by the words of my mouth and by the word of God. I speak your words out of my mouth. They are alive in me. You are alive and working in me, so I can boldly say that my words are words of faith, words of power, words of love, and words of life. They produce good things in my life and the lives of others because I choose your words from my lips and your will for my life. In Yeshua's name, Amen.